Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
As of this week, Shiloh is the home of the first and only Freedom Rock in the state of Illinois.
Very cool.
As of a few days ago, the village held an unveiling of this unique rock mural painted by artist Bubba Sorensen. So here's some history. The project began back in 1999. Bubba had painted the words, "Thank you, veterans, for our freedom," on a large rock in his hometown up in Iowa. And local veterans liked it so much that they asked him to repaint the rock the following year with something different. And this sort of has turned into an annual tradition of him painting the rock as a way to honor veterans.
Okay.
So every May for the past 23 years, that's what Bubba has done on Memorial Day. He reveals the newest message of gratitude on this large rock up in Iowa.
Okay.
And this rock mural has become somewhat of a tourist attraction. So then he began painting them all across the state of Iowa. So eventually he got one rock in all 99 counties across the state. And now his goal is to put a Freedom Rock in all 50 states. So far they're in Missouri, Minnesota, and three other states. And now he's booked out next for, I think, Ohio and Oklahoma. But now Shiloh is the home of the first and only one in Illinois.
Interesting.
Bubba says that his purpose is to thank veterans, and he has three goals. First of all, to show appreciation for their sacrifices and service. Second is to promote tourism. And the third is to feed his family, because this is what he does for a living.
Oh, okay.
So he arrived in Shiloh on November 15th. They covered this 10-ton rock in a tent so it would be protected during the process and protected from the elements, and then, you know, to sort of protect what he was painting. And then this past Wednesday, the mural was unveiled during a dedication ceremony, and it is beautiful.
Well, when you see the mural, you definitely get a sense for how unique it is to our area.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely incorporated a lot of local history.
He did, particularly about Scott Air Force Base, which is the only base that's named after an enlisted person. And also is Shiloh Methodist Church, because in 1862, in the basement of the church, then General Ulysses S. Grant recruited for the Illinois Volunteer Infantry to fight for the Union in the Civil War, which
neat.
Is kind of cool. Yeah,
that is neat.
These rock murals are becoming pretty popular tourist attractions, and there are groups of people, they call themselves Freedom Rockers.
Yeah.
And they travel state to state to visit each new rock.
All right, then.
This came to fruition in Shiloh through a work of Shiloh residents, Dana and Angie Steffi. They presented the idea for the rock to the Shiloh Board of Trustees and then contributed to paying for over half of the cost. So thank you to the Steffis for their initiative and support on this project.
Definitely. So where in Shiloh is the rock?
Good question. So if you are heading west on Lebanon Avenue, you won't miss it. It's on the east side of the road.
Whoa, Lewis and Clark. You know, a lot of people don't understand cardinal directions, like turn north, head east. You know, they want to know, do I turn at Chick-fil-A or do I go towards Sonic? Or, you know, what's a landmark?
Okay, so fair enough. If you are driving on Lebanon from Shiloh towards Belleville, it is on the same stripe. It is on the same side of the street as Corpus Christi Church, just past Shiloh Station Road. How's that?
I mean, that's better. It's
okay.
Better. It's
all
better.
Right.
So what else do you know?
I want to mention that the Chamber's Leadership Institute is currently accepting applications for our class of 2022. Lead-in, as we call it, it is a 9-month program designed to teach young leaders all of the things that build our community. It is intended for people ages 21 through 40 who live or work in O'Fallon, Shiloh, and we learn all about city and village finances, management, nonprofits, education, public safety, pretty much anything that affects or contributes to our community. We meet once a month for 4 hours, January through September. And what I would want people who are considering applying to know is that this is not a lecture series where people come in and just talk at us. It is a very interactive experience. We're not just sitting in a room learning about things. We go into the community and we put eyes on some of the concepts that we're learning about. We try to introduce you to people you might not otherwise meet and give you insight into important community issues to help gain some perspective on how groups work together to move our communities forward.
Okay.
Class size is limited to 20, and it is application-based. And I also want people to know you do not already have to be in a leadership position to apply. lead-in is definitely a recognition that leaders look different. So we have lots of people who get accepted into the program. We've had teachers, nurses, several people have had doctorate degrees. We have CEOs. And then we also have stay-at-home parents because we welcome a very diverse group into lead-in. So if you're listening and know someone who would be a good candidate to apply, please share this information with them. I will link to the curriculum and the application in the show notes, but please take note the deadline to apply is December 20th.
Well, that's rapidly coming up.
It is, yep.
Yeah. So Jess, what's on the calendar?
Before we jump into events, I want to give a big congratulations to Vine Street Market and the entire Parks Department at the City of O'Fallon. They recently won the Most Engaged Community Partner Award for the Governor's Conference on Tourism.
Take that, rest of Illinois.
Well, shoot, I wish we would have had the sound effects. You asked me before the episode, do we need sound effects? And I didn't think we did. Dang it. That's a fail. Sorry.
That's a DJ Airhorn fail right
there.
Sorry.
Yep, I'm fired.
Put it squarely on your shoulders.
I'll have to wear that. That's true. Along those lines, the winter market at O'Fallon Station is tomorrow, Saturday, December 11th, and that is from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. There will be 50 vendors, live music, two food trucks, and carriage rides. You can expect a mix of farmers market vendors with meats, cheeses, coffee, bread, and the like, as well as a much larger selection than we're used to of artisans with some handmade goods. Carriage rides will leave from O'Fallon Station. The reservations for that are currently sold out, but you can still come and watch all of the carriages and the beautiful horses. In addition to the market, Mrs. Claus will be reading stories inside of Avenue Realty, which is across from the O'Fallon Station. Polar Express will be read at the Caboose downtown, and then the OTHS Madrigals will be performing throughout downtown. So again, that's tomorrow afternoon and evening, December 11th, and I'll link to those details in the show notes.
Okay.
Also tomorrow, it is Breakfast with Santa at Cariel Junior High School on Seven Hills Road. The O'Fallon Police have arranged for Santa to visit the kids. Breakfast starts at 8 a.m. and is served until 10. Santa will arrive via police escort around 8:30. They'll have photos with Santa, games, and crafts until 11 a.m. It is a free event, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Tomorrow's a busy day. There's also a free COVID vaccine clinic at the O'Fallon Public Library from noon until 3 p.m. It is the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and no pre-registration is required. You can just show up and get your vaccine.
Cool.
And then this Wednesday, December 15th, from 5 until 7, Santa will be at the O'Fallon Station. There's no cost to visit with him. You can take your own photos, and then he'll be there again the following Wednesday, December 22nd. And then next Friday, December 17th, O'Fallon Fire and Rescue is hosting a blood drive at their fire department headquarters, which is over by the sports park. That is from noon until 4. You do need to pre-register if you plan to donate, and I'll link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
If your New Year's resolution is to network more with other business people, you can get a jump start on that resolution by attending a holiday network mixer at Cafe Biz 618. That is Monday, December 20th, starting at 6 p.m. Now, we highlighted Cafe Biz 618 in a previous episode. It is a shared workspace and event center, and remember them?
Yeah.
They do a great job providing individual and group workspace, especially in this work-from-home environment. And they're also a wonderful event space. They host social hours, birthday parties, family reunions, company Christmas parties, all that kind of stuff. And then this is a mixer that is a chance to enjoy the holiday spirit while also meeting a lot of new people in the business world. So I'll link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
There are two local events happening that we've covered before that are still going on. The Snowman Selfie Contest and the There's No Place Like Local promotion. Now, both of those will wrap up within the next week, and in total, there's over $1,500 of cash that'll be handed out between those two promotions. So submit those selfies and receipts for your chance to win, and as always, I'll link to those in the show notes.
Okay.
Also, don't forget that next weekend, Saturday, December 18th, from 5 until 9 p.m., is the Downtown Christmas Carol Pub Crawl. You can register your team of up to 10 people and head downtown for a night of fun holiday festivities. All right, one more thing, Nick, I promise.
Okay. There's a lot on the calendar this
week. You're going to like this. There is a really neat train display at Newbold Toyota in their showroom. Newbold is located over on Central Park Drive, just past Menards.
I like how you use landmarks there.
See there?
It's good.
I didn't say east or west of such and such.
Exactly.
The Gateway Garden Railroad Club has a display showcase. It is 100 feet of track with multiple working model trains. And it's a really cool setup, and it'll be there all throughout December. The trains are available during business hours, and I'll link to that in the show notes.
Neat.
Whew.
Well, there's definitely a lot to do if you're looking to get out and celebrate the holidays over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. So on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing. I'm so glad I hit record right when I did.
Oh, great.
So glad I hit record right when I did.